You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week we're going to get to know the players a little bit, who you are following closely. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, and I'm here with Mark Bowman, who has been diligently covering the Braves. And Mark, before we get to know our players a little bit, you have a story coming out about Matt Whistler working with Tom Glavine. What can you tell us about that?
You know, this is that time of year where you've got the pitchers getting back into they've been throwing here for a month, and a lot of them are getting off the mound and starting to tinker with some things. And as Matt Whistler was going through some growing pains there last summer, Tom Glavine mentioned on the air a couple of times, hey, look, if he ever needs any help with that changeup, I'm just a phone call away. And Matt called Tom this winter, and they discussed things. I think, you know, from what I can understand it, the way Matt painted it, it was basically sat down and had lunch or coffee one morning, talked about it. And since then, Glavine's watched him throw the changeup, or, you know, throw one side session with Tyler Flowers serving as a catcher. So it's just kind of it's one of those pitches. If Whistler can get that command that down in the zone, gain confidence in it, it's just another weapon that he can carry into the season. As we know, he finished the season on a promising note last year with his last three or four starts, all very promising. It's nice to have a guy like Glavine where you can pick his brain, and Whistler seems to be excited with the experience that he's had with Tom so far.
Yeah, so if you had somebody like Tom Glavine like offering up any kind of help in any way, I mean, you would be kind of a complete moron not to take advantage of that. So I would imagine he jumped at that opportunity right away.
No doubt, and especially, you know, a guy like Glavine who, you know, really mastered that changeup, you know, really had an understanding of how to make it, you know, that pitch that he's going to – it was his weapon. I mean, the guy got the Cooperstown with it with that pitch. So if he's offering that kind of advice for that pitch, a young kid like Matt Whistler, like you said, you jump at that opportunity and take advantage of it.
Okay, so now we're going to get to know the Braves a little bit. There have been a lot of changes, as we know, a lot of new faces, and a lot of guys that you probably don't really know yet either, but that's what spring training is for. So I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to assume that you know every single thing about every single guy that's going to be in spring training and possibly on the 25-man roster to ask you a couple of fun questions. So it's going to be who's the player most likely to? Who is the player most likely to throw a no-hitter or perfect game?
Well, I think we've kind of made this clear. There aren't too many choices here, you know, in terms of, you know, obviously the element of surprise is always there. But we'll go with Julio Teheran. I mean, he's had two close calls, or two or three, actually. The Pirates game in 2013, I believe he took it either in 7 2/3 or maybe seven innings, took it into the eighth inning, and then this year against the Diamondbacks, or last year against the Diamondbacks, he had another close call. So we'll go with Julio. Maybe he can get those final six outs here somewhere along the line.
Okay, and who is the player most likely to hit for the cycle?
You know what? Obviously, the two most realistic candidates would have to be Jace Peterson or Ender Inciarte, just because you're thinking, you know, who's that guy most likely to hit the triple, but how great would it be to see A.J. Pierzynski be the guy to do it? I mean, come on, you got A.J. Pierzynski completing a cycle with a triple, sliding into third, lifting third base like Ricky Henderson. I mean, that'd be the greatest cycle ever.
I mean, it almost like have to retire right then, right? Because you can't top that.
Yeah, there you go. You lift the bag like Ricky Henderson, then spike it, you know, and just walk off the field. That's it. Just like dropping the mic right there.
Exactly. Run off into the sunset, riding a unicorn. Okay, who is the most likely to have a must-see for MLB.com? And must-see would be one of those moments that you just must see.
You mean, like, I think we used to call it an Anderton. So that would have been a very easy question last year. This year, not nearly as simple. In terms of the defense, I mean, obviously Eric Ibar is he's going to have those big shoes to fill there at shortstop. We're going to have to go with Ender Inciarte being that guy that's going to make the defensive gem that might weren't must-see whatever status there. So, you know, he's a Gold Glove caliber outfielder with pretty good range and an arm. So somewhere, somehow, he'll probably make an appearance there in must-see next year.
Okay, who is the most likely to have the longest scoreless inning streak?
Longest scoreless inning streak. Let's go off the board here. Let's go, I mean, once again, it's easy to say Julio Teheran. You know, I could come back and say, hey, look, Bud Norris is going to go through one of those great streaks. But let's go to one of these kids that we don't know whether they're going to get in the rotation. With Mike Foltynewicz, it looks like he will be beginning the year on the DL. We're going to go ahead and go on a limb and say Manny Benuelos is going to have a great spring training. He's going to show that his elbow is healthy and just begin the year with, you know, his elbow will be fresh, his arm will be fresh. We're going to see Manny Benuelos, not like we saw in 2011 with the Yankees spring training. He's never going to regain that kind of velocity, but, you know, a very effective one. Let's say he goes through about 24, 25 innings. That'd be about the longest streak they have this year.
Okay. Who is the most likely to get ejected?
AJ, once again. This is the best. The best AJ story would be last year during spring training. You know, you've spent many of those evening games there at Disney with me. So it's kind of quiet, you know, just everything seems to be, you know, there's nothing going on. And all of a sudden, Joe West and AJ start talking in the first inning. You can see you're thinking, there's no way AJ makes it. You're thinking, okay, it's a 6 o'clock game. He lives, his family home is 10 minutes away. He doesn't want to be here. So AJ's going to really try to get out of here real quick. And so then he keeps chirping. It's about the sixth inning. Joe West starts walking over towards the Braves dugout. We don't know what he said at the time, but after the game, we said to Freddie, he said, what did he say to you? He goes, he told me I needed to get another catcher. And I said, why? He said, because yours isn't playing nice in the sandbox. I just ejected him.
This is a spring training game?
This was a spring training game, yeah. So, you know, Anthony Kashevich wrote that story there a year or two ago where AJ had that famous line with the umpire, hey, you know, I need a new ball, preferably one you can see. So
he's a veteran guy. He knows how to get ejected, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Okay, how about who's the most likely to be the first bench player to snag a spot in a starting lineup?
It's tough to say. I will go with you know, because you've got two platoon guys. I'm looking at a platoon with Beckham and Peterson at second base and Kelly Johnson and Adonis Garcia filling time there. I think that you know, maybe Kelly starts to see a little bit more time there at third base, might be the best option there. I'm certainly not necessarily anticipating that, but that'd be my guess, is that maybe he starts to see time there. The other way that could go is if Hector Olivera shows up and he continues to struggle, there's always that chance that they could move Adonis Garcia out there to left field, which would open up maybe some playing time for maybe Gordon Beckham to see some time at third base then as well. So there's a lot of different directions they can go. I don't necessarily see someone from that bench just knocking on the door waiting for a spot, although Malik Smith, you know, when the season starts, a lot of fans will be saying, when is he going to get up there to Atlanta to, you know, take one of the outfield spots? And that could also be influenced by Olivera's success. So it's going to be a lot of different moving parts this year, and that's going to be one of the things that keeps this team very interesting throughout the year.
Okay, and how about who's the most likely to have the longest hitting streak?
Longest hitting. I'll go with Nick Markakis there. I think that, you know, he certainly showed his steadiness at the plate last year. Dan Ugla has the longest hitting streak in Atlanta history.
Really?
So that's how predictable that is. So maybe we really will get that AJ Pierzynski cycle. I mean, what is less likely? That's what we need to find out. What some statistician needs to tell us. What is less likely, an AJ Pierzynski cycle or a Dan Ugla 33-game hitting streak?
33 games.
Yeah, and he hit, like, in that year, he hit 213, 218, whatever, 220, whatever he hit that year. So.
Wow. You know, time, Tony Sabio broke the Astros' hitting streak record. Tony Sabio was a backup catcher who played about twice a week. And he put together like a 20, maybe 22-game hitting streak, whatever it was, which was the club record. It took him almost as many days as DiMaggio. It took him almost, like, 2 months to get it done. But, so anybody.
Yeah. Well, and Ugla started that streak. He was hitting like 184 when he started the streak. So.
Okay. All right. Let's end this with the real kicker putting on a spot here. Dig deep. Think hard. Who is the most likely to have Justin Bieber walk out music?
And Freddie Freeman. I mean, he went with Miley Cyrus before, so what's the difference? I mean, so, I mean, if you're going Miley Cyrus, you'll go Justin Bieber. So, no doubt, Freddie Freeman.
And did Freddie pick Miley Cyrus for any particular reason? Because my philosophy is that guys who pick Justin Bieber or Miley or Britney Spears, whatever, they're people who have a confidence about them. They don't really care what other people think of them.
Oh, and there's no doubt Freddie doesn't care what you think of him. I mean, he's very confident within his own skin, and I wish I could remember which Miley Cyrus song it was. Maybe it was "Party in the USA" or something like that. But he came up to the plate with that, and that's pretty funny. So I don't think if it's a Justin Bieber song that's catchy, he'll do it.
You never underestimate the Biebs.
At the same time, maybe he gets some laughs, but he doesn't really care what you think of him.
Okay. All right. Mark, thank you. This was very fun. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you next week. Thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.